Looking back on this production season for almonds, it was rough. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. We're speaking with Jim Sitton. He's the grower relations manager for Sierra Valley Almonds, an almond handler in Madera County. He noted some of the challenges early on in the season.
Yeah, especially the nonpareil. The nonpareil, you know, they hardly got any pollination. There was so much rain or wind, or it was cold or freezing. There was one day I was down in the Bakersfield, actually, Button Willow area, and it was raining, and I'm driving on one of the back roads out there in. It was sort of rolling, not really rolling hills, but the orchard has rolling hills that it's planted on, slight rolling hills. And they had put all the bees in the low spots, and the hives were covered up to 4 feet in water.
4 feet of water?
Barely see the top of the hive, so the hives are dead, you know. So, the bees all, died from that. So you have that going on. You had, freezing. You had wind, so they can't fly, or too cold, or rain, All these things played into that, so no pollination.
Sitton said he saw some good production on those two self-pollinating varieties.
What I do see decent size on, though, is like the Shastas and the independent self-pollinators.
And the yields for those self-pollinators have been reported very good throughout the Central San Joaquin Valley. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.